A college admissions bribery case has University of Pennsylvania students asking about the admissions process. Is it rigged? Former Penn basketball coach Jerome Allen is now with the Boston Celtics. He admits taking bribes to get a Florida businessman's son into the Wharton School of Business as a basketball recruit. WHYY's Hemant Akandi reports many Penn students are not surprised.
Last week, Jerome Allen testified that he took about $300,000 in bribes to save a student a spot on Penn's Division I basketball team, even though he wasn't good enough. In 2015, when the team had a losing record, Allen was forced to resign. The bribes Allen took, and news this week that federal officials charged dozens of affluent parents in a separate college admissions scheme, haven't changed how Wharton student Joseph Harrison sees the admissions process.
I assumed that it was happening the whole time and that this type of thing was fairly common, especially at a prestigious school like Wharton.
Harrison says he's understood that parents can work contacts and make donations to boost the chances of their kids being admitted to a competitive school. Take UPenn's class of 2022. More than 44,000 students applied, but fewer than 4,000 were admitted.
I at least benefit from financial aid, and a lot of that is from donors. If those people aren't donating the money, I might not get my financial aid, so it doesn't particularly bother me that people are taking advantage of this system and kind of buying their way in for these extravagant sums of money.
Still, Harrison says he might feel differently if he'd been rejected by Wharton. Savannah Heon is another business student. She's also not very surprised by the Allen case or the California scheme.
Yeah, I've definitely seen it. You can tell who probably got help and who didn't in the admissions process sometimes.
Heon says this can bring down the quality of classroom conversations. But Edward Cohen, a junior at Penn, says he was surprised and upset when he heard about Coach Allen.
I didn't think that kind of thing would happen at Penn. I didn't think we were a school where, like, a high-level official could be bribed to give someone a spot at the school.
Cohen says he thinks it's the case of one bad apple and not representative of the whole process. The cases have Morgan Jones, a freshman at Penn, reflecting on her own admissions experience.
The second I got in, probably one of the happiest moments of my life, it was immediately ruined by a lot of people who were saying that I was only accepted into a selective university because of my race or factors that I don't really have control over.
Cassie Ingersoll is another freshman at Penn and Jones' friend. She says her acceptance to the school also drew skepticism. Ingersoll says as a first-generation college student with Mexican-American roots, these cases are all the more frustrating because she was so aware that the odds were stacked against her when she applied to schools.
It's infuriating because I have friends from back home who have similar circumstances to mine, and they just weren't as fortunate as me to be able to be where I am today, and they work just as hard as me, but there are other positions that are being filled by other students who maybe didn't work as hard.
Ingersoll and Jones wish students were more outraged about what these parents were doing. More broadly, Jones says she worries these stories put college athletes under scrutiny.
It then makes the whole athletic process, it puts it in a bad light, which it doesn't deserve to be in, because the people who are here through that process fairly are amazing.
She says Penn athletes work hard and prospective athletes are the ones losing because these spots are limited.
To see like that spot be taken by someone that literally has zero passion for the sport and doesn't even play it competitively, absolutely disgraceful.
Lola Holmes is a recent high school graduate from Virginia who was touring the campus alongside her mom with these scandals fresh on their minds. Holmes says she was president of her school's National Honor Society, editor of her yearbook, and the list goes on. When applying to colleges, she had to consider how likely her admission chances were, as well as scholarships available to her. And while she doesn't think these cases affect her directly, now she's left questioning the whole process.
It makes me wonder, people who go to really good schools like UPenn, if they truly were qualified to get in or if they were helped.
In a statement, Penn Athletics maintains all athletes are required to meet athletic and academic standards. Hemant Akandi, WHYY News.